This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time to check in again with all of us and all of you. Usen's the DJV crew, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer off today. It's the 4th of July, Independence Day. Live program, as is the case my tradition is to do. And I hope as long as I'm a broadcaster, I'll be able to, on every holiday, say that I am here with my friends broadcasting live so that you can kind of find some sort of balance. The conversation, appropriately enough today, focusing on the 4th, the independence of our country and what it means. Different things to different people. I'm a disciple in part. I don't buy all of Ayn Rand stuff, but Ayn Rand is the way to pronounce it, I'm told. But there was an expose, treatise, if you will, that came from the Ayn Rand Institute that I thought it's short and I would share it with you, and then think about it. Is this what you think the 4th of July, Independence Day, is all about? Because this paragraph asks, why is it that so many of us don't know more or seem to care what is really being celebrated today? And this treatise, which is a single big paragraph on one page, reads as follows, quote, "It's partly because America's leaders and intellectuals are trying to move us further and further away from the philosophy stated or implied in the Declaration, the philosophy of independence that created this country." This is, by the way, penned by Dr. Michael Berliner, who is the former executive director of the Institute. He noted that we hear every day from politicians, intellectuals, and the news media that independence is passé. We've reached a new age. We are interdependent now. We have lots of demands, a lot of things in our country going on. We need to serve society. We need to sacrifice for the nation. We hear constant condemnation of those who choose not to serve others. But this is not the message of America, Dr. Berliner writes. It's the direct opposite of why America became a beacon of hope for the truly oppressed all around the world. They have come here to escape poverty, dictatorship. They've come here to live their own independent lives where they aren't owned by the state or the tribe or the community. Independence is the foundation of America. Interdependence is not. Independence is what should be celebrated, not just separation from England, but the independent soul of the individual who does not sacrifice his mind for the state, for a church, for a race, for a nation, for his neighbors. The legacy of our founding fathers left us a legacy that is a legacy that we should keep because it is right and just. It's independence that made America the freest and most prosperous country in history. Now, understand that Ayn Rand is very anti-government, very interested in the rights of the individual and the focus on us. The focus is on me, if you will. And these people believe, and I get this sort of, we have become interdependent. We become dependent on the government, which is not what the founding fathers foresaw at all. But that's the way it's gone. The interpretation of things that have come from the Constitution that have served the state. Think about it. Think about if nothing, Independence Day is about our declaring independence from England and the rights that we have as what they declared to be free men, and the emphasis on men because there are no women involved, there's no race, there's nothing. This is all about free. We're white Christian guys, and we don't want to be subservient to the King of England. That's basically, and it was religious. The king proclaimed himself. You know, the Episcopalian Church, which is the Catholic, the root of Catholicism in England, is the Episcopal Church. That was the first, they were really the first protesters, the Episcopalians, protesting the Pope. They didn't like the Pope, and so they wanted to have a religion that was popeless, in essence. But if you look at the doctrine of the that church, of that sect of Protestantism, Episcopals are pretty much the same liturgy as what the Catholics believe. It's probably mm-hmm. the same stuff, except they don't believe in the Pope.
Right.
And instead, they believed in the King of England, so the king was the oppressor, not the Pope. It just, what we do in religion, and government too, is we substitute one oppressor for another, and another, and another. We keep looking for freedom, but yet we continually fall into this bucket of oppression. And that's kind of what politics and religion are all about. It's really kind of amazing when you analyze it and think about it, think it through. We have, all of us fought, or our ancestors have fought, for freedom from oppression, whether it be religion or politically based, and yet we find ourselves right back, because one guy gets substituted for another guy, more often than not it's guys, sometimes it's women. But you find, I don't know, let's explore this a little bit. Women who are leaders, do they follow the same oppressive ways that men do? Think about the women. I think of Mrs. Gandhi. I guess she comes to mind first. I don't know mm-hmm. much about Golda Meir. She was the first leader of Israel. And you think about the first woman who led Israel. You think about the Europeans who have now many women who are running countries. And so am I barking up the wrong tree, Victoria, here or not?
No, I think, I don't know. I mean, I would like to say that women might be more sensitive to oppression mm-hmm. and issues and, you know, it revolving around oppression.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a better, I would hope that there's a better track record with mm-hmm. female leaders. I mean, in your opinion, what do you think? You certainly know more historically about women coming into power from, you know, from your lifetime.
I think it depends on where in the world they're from. Mm. I thought Mrs. Gandhi was a very interesting sort. I don't see Theresa May as being a beacon of light, hope, or change. I don't see...
Margaret Thatcher was?
Margaret Thatcher wasn't really. She was a first, but whether, you know, she really brought about change or not, she was more trying to get them back to the status quo, which they needed to be in some respects. That was during the 70s, late 70s and early 80s.
Mm.
You look at Merkel, she's no beacon of change or light or hope. She's just more of the same politics. I don't know the answer to that, honestly.
I know in Ireland in the 90s, Mary Robinson from my Irish family in Ireland, they seemed to like her a lot. And human rights was a big thing for her. And so I think actually when she was no longer president of Ireland, I think she was the commissioner of the United Nations Human Rights Council or something like that. So I would think in that might be the best example I could think of in modern times.
Hmm. You know, we think about slaves and we think about America and we think that slaves are all black. Slaves were not all black. There are plenty of circumstances. You go back to the time when religions were being founded, and there were plenty of white slaves that did the work.
That's a ton of Asian slaves, too.
Yeah, Asian slaves.
Yeah, the railroads, you know, in America were built by Asian
coolies.
Slaves.
Yeah, the coolies.
Yep.
And so slavery is not something that's uniquely American, nor is it uniquely black.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not part of, frankly, what we take it to mean. Because it's convenient, and maybe that's politically incorrect to say, that all men are created equal in the eyes of those who signed the Declaration. They didn't have black people in mind at all. It wasn't in the slightest
right.
a part of what
they weren't even considered fully human.
No.
I mean, isn't it written in the Constitution they were two-thirds human or something like that?
I don't know. I don't even want to go there.
That's what they were saying back then.
Well, the whole three-fifths compromise, three-fifths, that you were three-fifths of a person.
Right. There you go.
Horrible. All right. So now, fast forward to today and the conversation a lot of people have about Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings.
Mm.
Did you know that this year archaeologists been excavating Monticello, which is where Thomas Jefferson lived, and they found that they unearthed the living quarters of Sally Hemings, who gave birth to, I guess, at least, what, six of Jefferson's children?
Oh, that many? I knew there was at least one daughter, but I didn't know it was six.
Wow. Yeah, there were six. It's thought that there were six. And so the fellow who's director of restoration for the plantation said, this discovery gives us a sense of how enslaved people were living at the time. Some of Sally's children by Jefferson were born in this room. And there's a picture we ought to post, actually. You can just go to Monticello. You go to Monticello, you can see these pictures because they're all over they found this little dirt floor room, and it shows Sally. You sort of get the sense of her as a mother, as a daughter, as a sister. The room had a lot of artifacts in it that brought to light when they found it what she was really all about. The room was 14 feet 8 inches wide, 13 feet long. It had been not even a part of, think about it. The room now has over it a men's bathroom. It did then. Nobody paid. They just built on top of what they thought was just the basement of the house. But as you look at it, the archaeologists started digging around, and they saw, what looked like life. Somebody lived in this space. And then they figured out it was her room. And so the children lived down there. These were children of Jefferson and her who lived in the basement. I got to tell you something.
You know, people I think have, over the years, have really romanticized this relationship between Jefferson and Sally Hemings. And I think clearly this room proves there's nothing romantic about this.
It doesn't give you a lot of good stuff.
No. I mean, the room didn't even have a window.
19 past the hour.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now through July 5th.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of
fabulous American beauty,
for purple mountains,
this story,
majesty.
Happy Independence Day, everybody. Let's celebrate America, the beautiful.
America, America, God shares grace on thee.
Jordan Ayers in the background.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Next up on the America's Songs list of my favorites, here's Leanne Rimes. I love this song. Mountains to the prairie. Great, great American song. Here's another one. This sort of makes you want to put your hand on your heart. Woody Guthrie.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From the California to the New York Island.
Oh, this is the original recording, 1934.
The Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
There's no one scratching. They cleaned up.
I went to walk in that ribbon of
Harlow Guthrie's father.
I saw above me that endless skyway. Saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
More contemporary American celebration, Neil Diamond. This is Coming to America. Either of you two know this song?
Oh, yeah, of course.
This is a is a late 60s version, I think, of the song. Early 70s, maybe.
Don't seem so far away. We're traveling light today.
I want to say Neil Diamond is a Canadian. I don't think he's American-born. Maybe somebody can chase that down for me. In the back of my mind,
I think you're right.
Neil Diamond is not an American citizen, born to be. However, this man is, for sure, the boss.
No, he is American.
Neil Diamond is?
He is American.
Born in America? Was he born in the USA?
Yeah, he was born in New York.
Was he? Okay. All right. Had the wrong guy. I mean, the wrong guy in my mind. This one needs to be cranked, O'Tara. This was a protest song. Here we go. Movie. That's another. That song has an impact on people when you listen to it, for sure. Steve Miller Band. I love this song. Living in the USA. Living in the USA. Dab your tongue. One of the most underrated pop bands, I think, of the rock era. The Steve Miller Band, for whatever the reason, has never got the respect I think that they deserved. But that's not the case with these two. Here are Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah. I can hear it resounding in Central Park.
Yep. It's my favorite live album.
Yeah.
Playing games with the faces. She said the man.
So we're all here together to celebrate our nation's independence. It is Independence Day at 29 past the hour, the DJV experience.
In today's automotive news, who will be liable in a driverless car accident? Well, Jacques Archenbroch, the CEO of auto parts manufacturer Velo, thinks that the makers and developers of the car should be liable. Archenbroch indicated having a driverless car, which is developed by your car maker, makes those that developed and manufactured the car responsible. Archenbroch thinks anybody who helped develop the vehicle takes that responsibility because there is no longer anyone at the wheel. What do you think? For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
Now from trusted Mederma comes fast-absorbing, multi-purpose, quick-dry oil. Its unique blend of botanicals and oils help improve skin's appearance, including scars and stretch marks. Own your skin. Get new Mederma quick-dry oil. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The hour now. It is patriotic America that we celebrate, and that word bothered me because a lot of people abuse it. I'm a patriot. What does that mean? I'm a patriot. It may not be the same meaning. I believe in America. Is America? I don't believe in America, right or wrong, but I believe that this is the best place to be as far as comparable places around the planet. Are there other places I like spending a lot of time? Yep. England is one of them. I find that that's a place that I feel almost as at home as I do here. There are a lot of great places that I want to see. I haven't been to Portugal. I want to go to
I've heard great things Portugal. From friends yeah. who've traveled to Portugal.
Yeah, right. And it's so easy to get there.
Yeah.
You can spend a long weekend over there and have a great time. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, one of the things that will be done with a plum today and probably has been done over the weekend, enjoying food. Anybody can slap a hunk of meat on the grill, but if you want to barbecue like a pro, there are things that you're supposed to do on the barbecue with the barbecue game. You can find tips all over the place of cooking things. There are 11 common food traditions. And I'm looking at these gross hot dogs or sausages or whatever the hell they are in this. All right, so Victoria, you have others.
People, I don't eat meat either, so you and I are in the same boat here.
Barbecue and steak and sausages and hot dogs. And there are 74 million Americans who will be barbecuing today. So you know, it actually smells good. That's
it does.
The thing that's troubling about this.
It's confusing.
Cooking hot dogs with, and I will confess, Jennifer, if she were here, would be giving me a little shorba, because from time to time, maybe three or four times a year, I will have a grilled sausage with onion and relish on it, and there's something about it, maybe some peppers. It does.
Is that a beef sausage or pork?
No, I don't. No, it's a pork sausage.
Mm.
But it's, you know, I mean, maybe once in a while.
I've heard her mention that you have bacon every once in a while.
I do every once in a while when I go to breakfast with them. I'll have a little strip of bacon. Yes, I will. All right. So anyway, this is National Hot Dog Month, and we consume 150 million hot dogs today. Hot dog.
That's a lot.
I don't ever, and this probably won't make you guys feel better either, but I don't ever eat hot dogs. It's always a burger. I don't know why you would pick a hot dog over that.
Well, it isn't good for you. Hot dogs, if you knew, it's like sausage, same thing, what goes into them. Everybody loves sausage, but you don't want to know what goes into
sausage. Yeah, isn't it just basically, you know, the kitchen sink, a little bit of everything.
It's like the stuff that passes for chicken at KFC, which really isn't. It's the leftover everything.
Yeah, the stuff that doesn't get included in anything else gets included in hot dogs.
Right. Yep. So the hot dog, people say, I don't know, where did the hot dog come from? The hot dog came from Germany. It came from a town called Frankfurt. Thus, the original name of the hot dog was Frankfurter, because it is something that was, there were leftover scraps of meat, and somebody wrapped them in what is basically the guts of a pig. When you strip all of the stuff out, there's a fine sort of like a
I thought it was intestine lining.
Well, it is. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a fine. It's like the meniscus of the brain. It's a fine little sack that your brain sits in. And that's the closest thing I can come up to.
Right.
It's declaring like a membrane,
this little
sort of
fiber that is a protective fiber, and it's like plastic.
I don't know if 74 million Americans are going to be eating hot dogs after hearing this.
I know. I'm just like, my face is so disgusted right now.
Well, that's really what it is.
Yeah. Doug, have you ever had a not dog?
Is that like a veggie dog? Or
yeah.
What, not worst? N-K-N-A-U.
No. A not dog is a hot dog that's vegan. Yeah.
I have.
A soy hot dog.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I actually think they're not that bad if they're on the grill.
Well, it depends on how you flavor them. If you want to flavor them up, you can put a little teriyaki sauce on it. You can marinate them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, drown them. I like pickles and onions on stuff like that. Pickles and onions do it. So if you have one of those not dogs, and you put enough stuff
on it.
And then the other thing is trying to find, this is the funniest part of all this, is when, you know, we become a nation addicted to allergies. I have an allergy to gluten, and so I don't eat the regular buns. So you can find a gluten-free bun. But think about this in terms of, you know, people are saying, a gluten-free bun and a not hot dog. How is that anything other than gross?
I know, it sounds terrible.
Saying.
I'm kind of dreaming about that right now. I might, because I can't have wheat either, so I can't have anything with gluten. And so, but they do make really good, you would never know the difference between the gluten-free hot dog rolls and regular. And
now
so that with a not dog.
Yeah, right.
And some vegan cheese.
All right, vegan cheese on it.
Well, I'm going to have some American cheese, some American burgers, and some American bread.
You win the Patriot Award today.
Yes, she does. Patriot Food Award.
It's going to have so much gluten in it.
Now, how about a 4th of July red, white, and blue cake?
That's a Yeah,
I'd be okay with that.
That would be kind of fun to have. The frosting is red, white, and blue. Or even you can put food dye in the cake layers, and so they're just, and then some great ice cream on top of that. Oh, my God.
I saw a great picture of one earlier where someone had taken, I don't know what kind of frosting it was, but then it had strawberries cut up on top and then blueberries to make the stripes for the American flag.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I would like that, and then I can pretend like I'm being healthy, too.
Does anybody still drink Budweiser beer? A lot of beer is consumed, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You'd be surprised. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
King of beers.
I guess.
I remember.
I don't drink beer, but I guess.
The, supposedly the all-American beer, but it is, they sold the company to a bunch of Germans, right? Didn't they?
The Chinese bought it.
No. It wasn't Germans. It was a bunch of Dutch, I think. The German immigrants that came to St. Louis were the ones who actually perfected beer brewing there. The Anheuser-Busch, the Anheuser family, the Busch family got together. The founder's son married the daughter of Anheuser in 1861. That's how they, after the war, the Civil War, they got together.
Mm. So that's how they became Anheuser-Busch.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. Then they,
and listen to their first names, Adolphus Busch and Eberhard Anheuser. Those are some names.
All right, so I have, listen to this, you're going to laugh at this. Everybody who knows me is going to laugh at this. Yesterday, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday I was in the grocery store, and I was looking, I love corn on the cob. It's too early for corn on the cob around. You can get in southern New Jersey, the Delmarva, they've got the first corn. So some of it's been shipped up to Whole Foods, and what they've done, the height of laziness, I've never done this before, and I don't use the microwave, but I have this house, my house that I built, I never had a microwave in it. This house has a microwave, and I've never used it, but I bought 3 years of corn in a plastic bag that's microwavable, and it has a butter sauce in it.
Oh,
so
my God.
Just for the heck of it,
that is
try that.
Absolutely the height of laziness.
So I thought I'd try that. I haven't tasted it. I'm going to try it after I get off the air today.
Okay.
I'm just going to put the bag in there and see what happens. And my friends who know me, you're disgusting. And I was going to take this microwave out, and I don't know if it'll even work. It must work.
I'm sure it does, yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
But corn is a staple. And now I'm looking at some of the other desserts. You all tease me because I don't know what a s'more was.
Mm.
Yeah, apparently you were never a Girl Scout.
No, I was never a Girl Scout.
Or a Boy Scout, or someone who
was a Boy Scout, but I don't remember.
Or someone who knew other Americans.
So let's make a little refresher here. This is graham crackers with marshmallows that are melted and chocolate, right?
Yes.
Do you put anything else in it?
I have occasionally put peanut butter, but I mostly just keep it the normal.
Yeah,
simple.
I've always kept it traditional.
Yeah, okay. And
they're
lemonade.
So good.
Who in the world? I love lemonade. Love, love, love.
Mm-hmm.
Lemonade was originally created in Egypt with lemons that came from Asia.
Hmm.
Back in the, this is 700 A.D. Champagne de Limonade. I don't know how to pronounce that. The French version of it.
Champagne de, okay, I'm not going to try
whatever,
either. It's not champagne, but it's something else.
Right. How about a strawberry, oh my God, look at this. You look at this picture?
Strawberry shortcake, yes I am. My mom makes strawberry, because my birthday is in May, and then my sister's birthday is a week before mine, and it's right around when strawberries are you can go pick them. So she always makes a strawberry shortcake for our birthdays. Oh,
blueberry
so
pie, cherry pie, that kind of stuff.
Mm. You're a pie fan, right, Doug?
I love pie.
Doug? Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
What's
pie.
Your favorite kind? Anything?
Blueberry. No,
okay.
I like blueberry pie.
Huh.
Better
I never have blueberry pie. That's not something that, it's not like a regular pie that I see very often.
You get it with the Maine blueberries
usually.
Are very small.
Yeah.
And they're very sweet, and it's a great way to make some blueberry pie out of that.
I like cherry pie, but my grandmother used to make rhubarb pie all the time. It's so good. It's like a little bit tart, and it's got lots of sugar in it, but it's
I used
really
to call
good.
BS on that, because my dad loves strawberry rhubarb pie, and I'm allergic to strawberries, but before I realized I was allergic, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But my dad would always, whenever we would choose pie in the summer, my brother and I would want cherry or blueberry or something like, mostly blueberry or apple. And my dad would always insist on strawberry rhubarb, and it's just the worst pie ever.
You don't like it,
ever.
Really? Huh.
No.
Well,
rhubarb is so tart.
Well, that's and how you cover it in sugar.
Well, then just eat sugar pie that's like that's blueberry or apple.
But blueberries and apples don't. I don't like apple pie. It's, I don't know.
Ooh, you know what? I love peach pie.
I don't like, I don't like apple pie. I like
the
fruit.
The great thing about this that we're discovering is that we can all have our own pie and none of us will have to share. So that's a good thing.
Peach pie in the summer is really good, or peach cobbler when the peaches are
the
really
average
ripe.
American consumes 20 quarts of ice cream a year.
I think
That would be me for sure.
That might be low for you.
I was going to say, I think it's above average in this situation.
Yeah. I stopped yesterday because we're only having ice cream on the farm with certain occasions this summer. I'm going to put the ice cream store back in for next year. But there's a place a couple of miles from me. And so I was moving a tractor yesterday on my truck, and I pulled into the backyard of this ice cream stand, and I got out of the truck and went over and I was looking at the fruity flavors I love. Raspberry, cherry, orange, pineapple, stuff like that. And I had a cherry vanilla cone.
Have you ever had, if you like cherry vanilla, have you ever had Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia?
Yes, we had some.
It's really good.
In fact, the night before last, we had Cherry's Garcia with chocolate sauce on it, and it was quite delightful. Strawberries in it. It's
you're making me hungry.
Yeah. Right. All right. So if that's the case, we're thinking about how we celebrate. The reality is there are a lot of different things to celebrate today. The independence of our country should be on our minds first, but then the companionship of friends, the fellowship, the eating of things. Even if you don't have a barbecue, or you can barbecue. Right now we're getting to the beginning of the harvesting season, you can grow squash and stuff. So have that with some corn. Don't put it in the microwave, though, for God's sakes. It's 11 before the hour.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs a little help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 4 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 4 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Three past the hour. Movie moments here on the DJV Experience. Chuck Curry is, what an outrage. He picked the 4th of July to be with his daughter and his wife. What kind of a deal? He's actually opening an ice cream store down in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, where he lives. Been working on this all spring, and he's finally gotten to the point where it is going to be open. I could just see Chuck. He's got a business of his own. This is, he's just doing, he's heard me talk about my ice cream store on the farm for a long time. And he sort of wanted to recreate that in a city. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
The switch fast enough. Wow. He was not able. He just got it into his mind, and he couldn't get it out of his mind. So he's created this ice cream parlor, and he's got another business. This is not his business.
Branching out.
Oh, yeah, he's branching out. Anyway.
Do you think there'll be, like, movie-themed stuff at the ice cream store?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's fun. And
it's close to that movie theater that he sort of runs there in Stroudsburg. He is Mr. Movie when it comes to that town, which is a neat little town in the eastern part of Pennsylvania in the mountains. It's neat. It's a neat little town. Anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we'll have some movie news for you. Special movie news for Tuesday, the 4th of July.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. It's always a good time.
Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
All right, let's get to it. It's 56 past the hour. Some things that are, I was hoping we would have, as we do this time of year, a lot of concerts and things that focus on the 4th of July. I don't see any, I'm looking around actually at the movie page to see what's new in theaters, to see if there's some 4th of July movie, Baby Driver. It doesn't look like...
That looks weird. I don't even understand what that movie is about.
I thought it was really good, but it's not a 4th of July movie. It's a heist movie, but it's a heist movie with music in the background the entire time. So the entire thing is basically choreographed to a soundtrack.
Kevin Spacey is the bad guy boss, and he's supposed to be fabulous in
He was really good, and there's kind of a twist when it comes to him. And then John Hamm is in it, Jamie Foxx.
It's a good cast.
Yeah, it's a really big cast. And then Ansel Elgort, who has really only been in, like, young adult movies. He was in The Fault in Our Stars and then the Divergent series. This is kind of like the first big boy role for him. So I thought it was really good. I saw it over the weekend. I really liked it.
Was that the biggest movie that opened this past weekend?
No, Despicable Me.
Yeah, I think Despicable Me
was number one. Yeah.
But both of those, Baby Driver and Despicable Me, beat Transformers. So that's no surprise.
There's a new Transformers.
Transformers is done.
I hope it's done.
Done.
But every time
done.
A new one comes out, I say it's done, and then they manage to come out with another one.
Yeah. And then there's that silly Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler movie.
Yeah, that looks terrible.
People are tired of them as well. Then there's The Beguiled, which
that looks so creepy. Nicole Kidman and Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks creepy. Yeah. I don't think I could see that.
It was a Clint Eastwood movie first. Sofia Coppola has remade it, and it looks like they're really nasty, these women. Chop him up and...
I've never even heard of this one before.
It's kind of an art house movie, I think.
You can see the trailers around, as you can this movie, Maudie. Is that M-A-U-D-I-E? This is a woman who's abused by her husband, Ethan Hawke, which I can... I told you that they lived next door to me for a winter in Santa Monica.
And Ethan?
They had the house. Ethan, he was married to, what's-her-face?
Uma Thurman for a long time, yeah.
And when I go to bed at night, I could listen to them, because the driveway is all that separated the two houses, screaming, yelling at each other.
Oh,
and a couple of kids... And every time they came out of the house, they had butts hanging out of their mouth. It was just creepy. All right, so there's our movie report, folks.
Happy 4th of July.
See, Chucker, what you got us to? Leave us to our own devices. We mess things up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.